Warning: the following content may be considered disturbing to some viewers. Discretion is advised. Hi there, friends. I'm so glad that you were able to make it to my Halloween slumber party. Come inside, everyone else is here, and it's time to get our spooky on. Welcome to the Haunted Cafe. This episode, we are going to be doing things a little bit differently. I don't know about you, but when I think of Halloween, I obviously think of like trick-or-treating, scary house decorations, haunted attractions. But there is part of me that thinks about having like a spooky slumber party. Like maybe after going out and getting like a crap ton of candy, you and your friends gather back at your house to stay up, eat pizza, watch scary movies, and of course, doing scary rituals to summon spirits into your house. I mean, doesn't everybody do that? So while we're just like waiting for the pizza to get here, because you know it's a slumber party, I'm going to talk about the first ritual that we can play with like our friends, or you can go play with your friends. But before we get started, it wouldn't be the Haunted Cafe without a drink. So, today, or tonight, we are going to be drinking Stash's Premium Green Tea. I just thought it would be nice and simple to get the party started. And it's literally just a blend of organic green tea. There will be a link down in the description box below if you're interested in trying it. And so let's get into the first ritual. So the first ritual that we are going to be talking about is the concentrate game, or it's just known as concentrate. I personally actually remember playing this as a kid, not necessarily for like Halloween itself, but definitely for sleepovers in general. I feel like once it gets dark, you know, and once it gets later in the night, you know, like late at night, it just gets spooky as hell, and it makes you want to do these weird rituals, especially with girls, like, with their friends. I don't know if you've seen, like, those memes where it's, like, girls at slumber parties, and it shows them doing, like, some demonic, like, you know, ritual, and then it's, like, guys at slumber parties, and they're, like, wrestling or some shit, I don't know, but, like, that meme is so true. At least what I remember as a kid. But anyway, this ritual, you don't necessarily have to do on Halloween, but I feel like, you know, Halloween is makes things like 10 times more spookier, so it would be really, you know, fun to do it on Halloween. This game, in my opinion, is a lot more milder than some of the other ones that I'm going to talk about in, like, the future episodes. This game doesn't actually summon any ghosts or demons or whatever. This time, you're just finding out how you die. Which is fun, right? Totally fun. The reason why I put a content warning on this video isn't exactly, like, the ritual itself, but mostly, like, what happens in it, or, like, what you say during the ritual. I mostly put it up that, you know, put the, content warning up, because some of the chanting and, like, what you have to say is sinister, you know? If you've ever played the game before, or even know, like, what the chant is, then you kind of know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so let's get into it. Just let you know, like I said, warning, you know, it could be a little dark to some people, maybe not. I don't know. I'm just putting a caution on there. So to start, you need at least two people to play this game. There can be other people around, but they must remain quiet during the ritual so that they don't break the player's, like, concentration. One person is known as the participant, and the other is the guide. The participant must keep their eyes closed the entire time and will be the one that's, like, experiencing everything, while the guide is obviously guiding the participant. The guide is going to be the one that's chanting. So the guide stands behind the participant while the participant stands in front of them, facing away with their eyes closed. The observers don't have to do anything except just, like, watch and stay quiet. And I just want to say for anyone that's like listening to this episode, because obviously you can't see me, I'm going to be saying things that you're supposed to do to the participant, but you aren't actually like doing any of these things. You're just kind of mimicking the actions. After this game, everyone should still be safe. No one should be hurt at all. Just pay attention to the rules and like what exactly I'm saying. You'll like I said, you'll see what I mean when we get into it. So, to begin, the guide should take their hands and make fists. You aren't fighting anyone, so it doesn't have to be like crazy tight or anything like that. You're just closing your hands. Then you begin to pound on the participant's back, I said not lightly, very lightly, not enough to cause pain, but just like, kind of like a gentle massage. You should be forming a 1-2 pattern, which I'm not entirely sure what that is. I'm not sure if it's like boom, 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 boom. I'm not sure if that's a 1-2 pattern or not, but that's what I could think. That's the only thing I could think of. So as you are doing this, you either sing or just kind of repeat this rhyme. And it goes, concentrate, concentrate, concentrate on what I'm saying. People are dying and children are crying. Concentrate, concentrate. Then stop pounding on their back. As you repeat the next phrase, kind of do the motions that you are saying. So say, crack an egg on your head, and then you lightly like tap them on their head with your fist. Say, let the yolk run down. And then you drag your open fingers down their back and like their spine. Almost like spirit fingers down their back, if that makes sense. And then you say, let the chills run up, let the yolk run down. So then you run your fingers up and down their spine. And then you repeat this twice. So just in case you're confused, the whole phrase is crack an egg on your head, let the yolk run down. Let the chills run up, let the yolk run down. And like while you're saying this, you're, tapping them on their head and like running your fingers up and down their back. And like I said, you're kind of just mimicking the movements. Then start pounding on their back again and repeat the chorus. So the chorus, once again, is concentrate, concentrate, concentrate on what I'm saying. People are dying and children are crying. Concentrate. Concentrate. Then you can stop hitting them on their back and then say the following verse. Squeeze two oranges on your shoulders, let the juice run down, let the chills run up, let the juice run down. So you have to say this twice, and while saying it, do the motions too. So when you say squeeze the oranges, you're actually squeezing their shoulders back gently, like you're kind of bringing their shoulder blades together. Honestly, you're kind of just giving them a really nice massage if you think about it. But, and then obviously, when the juice is running up and down, run your fingers up and down. Then, once again, begin pounding on their back and say the chorus, which the chorus is the concentrate part. The next verse you have to say starts to get a little more intense, and they continue to get more and more intense as we go. So, like I said, just a warning. I'm not even sure if I can really say some of this stuff on YouTube just because of what it actually like means, but I'm gonna try my best. It might be like PC'd a little bit, so I'll leave a link in the description box with like the full instructions so you can like read it yourself and understand it yourself. So anyway, the next verse goes something like this. Stick 10 needles in your sides, let the human water run down. Let the chills run up, let the human water run down. Of course, while you're doing this, you're supposed to take your fingers and press them into the participant's sides. Obviously, not enough to hurt them, but enough that they can feel it, and then do the whole running your fingers up and down their sides. Pound on their backs and repeat the chorus. Once you are done with that, repeat this next phrase twice. Stab a sharp thing in your back. Let the human water run down. Let the chills run up. Let the human water run down. Sorry, I have to PG this. Once again, pound your fists gently on the participant's back when you stab them and run your fingers up and down their back. The whole point of, like, or the whole thing of, like, running your fingers up and down your spine just creeps me out, because at this point you're obviously supposed to feel like these things are actually happening, and I'm sure the sensation of the fingers, if done correctly, probably gives some people chills. You know, and I think that's, you know, really creepy. I remember being really freaked out by doing this ritual, so I can imagine, like, maybe, I don't know if I'd be scared of it now, but back then it was, like, terrifying. So now you repeat the chorus one more time before you get to the finale. Like I said, the verses get more and more intense, so this one says, wrap a rope around your neck, wrap it till it's tight, wrap a rope around your neck, and pull. As you say this, you're supposedly supposed to draw on the participant's neck with your finger. Like I said, don't put your hands, like, around their neck or anything like that. It's literally just, like, tracing a circle around their neck with your finger. So don't go crazy. Just, you know, lightly draw it. I'm pretty sure that you can walk around them, like, to make this a little bit easier. But either way, it's just gently, like, circle their neck. When you say pull, you are supposed to push down on their shoulders as if they feel like they're dropping. After this, the guide will get closer to the participant and hold onto them by their arms. Whispering into their ear, they will say the following verse. You're standing on a building, you're out on the ledge, you're feeling very dizzy, you're close to the edge, and someone pushes you. As soon as they say the last part, they push the participant. Or, as soon as you say the last part, push the participant, not hard enough to make them fall, but just enough that they kind of, like, trip up a little bit, and maybe lose their balance, but not enough for them to do, like, a full-on fall. You know, we don't want anybody to get hurt. After this, the guide tells the participant to open their eyes, and the participant has to immediately say what color they saw when their eyes were closed. Whatever color they see determines supposedly how they are going to die. So the color coding goes as follows. Red is death by stabbing. Blue is death by drowning. Yellow is by poison. Orange is by fire. Green is by falling from a great height onto the grass. Purple is asphyxiation. Gray is by illness. White is due to old age and you will ascend to heaven. Black is due to old age, but you will descend to hell. So, don't get black. Brown means that they will be buried alive. And that's honestly pretty much it for this ritual. Like I said at the beginning, it's not crazy scary. Like, you aren't personally inviting demons into your house or anything like that. You're just, you know, finding out supposedly how you die. Which I'm kind of curious to see if there's anybody that, like, did this and, like, they actually did find out how they died. Like, obviously their ghost isn't going to come back and be like, yeah, I did this when I was, like, 5 years, or not five, but I did this when I was, like, 10 years old and, like, I ended up getting blue and then I drowned. Like, you know, ghost isn't going to come back and tell us, but I'd be curious to see if, like, this did actually correlate somehow. And yeah, I think that as long as you aren't too rough, like, I know kids can be assholes and, like, get too rough with their friends, but I feel like as long as you aren't being too rough and you're taking this ritual really seriously and doing it correctly, it could honestly be kind of fun to, like, see, you know, what you get, and especially how spooky it can be for Halloween. So, yeah, check back tomorrow for part two of our slumber party. You thought that this episode was really scary? Well, you haven't seen anything yet. Catch you guys in the next video.